We're starting a piece on Emunah. Most people don't know what the word Emunah means, and that's why it's very important. We're going to start working through the concept of Emunah in Rav Chala. And people translate the word Emunah as faith. We're going to see other angles of what Emunah means. So the unique Emunah of Am Yisrael, and that's why Hashem is called Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. We believe that the revelation of Hashem, everything that's in this world, is all the simple desire of Hashem. Hashem wants it, that's how it's going to be. There is nothing that forces Hashem to do things one way or another. Hashem willed it, so it is so. If Hashem didn't will it so, it wouldn't be so. So that's point number one. Point number two, says Rav Chala, the nations are missing this concept, the idea that if Hashem wouldn't will it, it wouldn't be so. And that's why they can worship stone and wood. They want to reach a point where it must be so. It's not beyond the will. It must be so. We say there's nothing that must be so in this world. They say, no, there are certain things that must be so. Let's hear him out. He's in the middle of a thought. We say nothing forces Hashem's hand. And that's why we say there's nothing but Hashem. He is alone. Whatever he wants, that's what will be. Hashem gave us free will. So that means Hashem created a world where we can make choices. Wait, is it his will or my will? We just said that only what Hashem wills will be in the world. Yet we say Hashem created free will and gave it to us. Hashem says, okay, I created a new concept. You, humanity, you have free will. And your free will create a reality of what's going to happen in the world. Wait, so I can change things, right? That's the famous question. Can I hit you if God doesn't want me to hit you? Wait, if God is in control and only what he wants is what happens in the world, so then how could I hit someone else? Oh, it's okay, I'll hit him. One of my kids did this to another kid. He hit him. And the other kid said, why'd you hit me? And he said, God wanted you to get hit. So the little kid said, well, how do you know? Yeah. So he says, well, Hashem can do anything and he didn't stop me. I'm sitting on the sides watching this, right? What am I supposed to say? So you know what I said? I said to the older kid, come here, I want to hit you. So the kid said, no. I said, don't worry. If Hashem doesn't want, he's going to stop me. It's going to be okay. Right, but the question's a good question. Right? So that says Rav Chala, Hashem created free will. Hashem created a world where all of creation will have to be judged based on our choice, which means Hashem says, I'm giving you choice. So we began with the idea that Hashem isn't forced by anything. Hashem is in full control. Then we say, yes, but Hashem created a world that was his choice. And within that world, Hashem said, you have free choice, and your choice will have an impact, and you will be judged based on your choices. Okay, we started a thought. We'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, next week.